Next case, please.
The next application is 11883 Key Properties Group LLC, Country Life Homes, Inc. Seeks variances from the front yard setback and the combined corridor overlay zone buffer sections 115-82B and 115-194.1E3 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 251 feet north of Bay Crossing Boulevard. The 911 addresses are 18,315 and 18,327 Coastal Highway, Lewis. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 74 and 75. Specifically, they're requesting a reduction of 27.6 feet from the front yard setback and a 10-foot variance from the combined highway corridor overlay zone. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and we did receive 11 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Evening, state name, address, for the record.
Carl Savage.
We affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Carlton Savage again, Noni Associates, design engineer, hopefully for this project moving forward. We're here tonight representing Key Properties Group, Country Life Homes. For the properties that we've described, there's actually two properties in front of you. It's 3346, parcel 74 and 75. There's an existing dwelling on the one parcel and a office building on the other parcel. We're here to request a front yard setback reduction, which is 60 feet currently. And we would like to reduce that down to the existing setback of 32.74. We're also requesting another variance, which is a reduction in the combined corridor overlay zone buffer from 20 feet down to 10. Essentially, the project, we're hoping to renovate the existing office building, which is the larger building towards the right of the property, if you look at that map. The existing building is set back 32.74 feet. It is a permitted use as an office in the C1 district. We'd like to renovate that building, not going any further towards the road, but renovate to the back of the building. And we would like to go to a permitted restaurant, permitted use on the C1 code as well. The building would be increased in size. The site plan we presented to you shows that we'd be building onto the back, the rear of the property, and we'd be demolishing the residence to the parking. So the site plan depicts those items as I presented. With that site plan, we'll be reducing from three entrances currently down to only one entrance. So that would be a help in the process. I'll go through the criteria for variance. The uniqueness of the property. The building existed prior to the 1996 corridor overlay zone when it was adopted. So the building was there before this corridor overlay was there. The property is unique in character in which it's only 160 feet deep and it's 239 feet wide. So that's a little odd shape for a three-quarter acre parcel. It cannot otherwise be developed. The existing building has been there for several years. We'd have to remove 28 feet of that building to be in compliance with the code. In terms of the buffer, what we're requesting for is reduced it down to 10 feet. We still have plenty of room to do all the landscaping required, but it gives us enough room to do our parking and entrances and drive aisles and sidewalk. It was not created by the applicant. The applicant purchased the properties as shown with the setbacks in place, and there is currently parking within that buffer overlay zone. Will it alter the character of the neighborhood? The existing character of the neighborhood, as you can see, consists of commercial buildings. Some are setback, some are setback our distance. If you look in the same area, you got two properties to the south. There's a blue building, blue roof. Two more properties to the south, 47, I think that is. Mm-hmm. That one is even closer to the property than what our use is. And then adjacent across the street, there are also two more buildings that are set back very similarly and used for commercial. So The building has been there for several years. It's not going to alter the character of this area. Again, we'll be providing landscaping per the code in that 10-foot distance versus the 20-foot distance, meeting all those landscaping requirements to buffer, help buffer that use from the street. And we're asking for the minimal variance. We're not intending to rip anything off the building, so this would be the minimal variance we could request and still do the use we would like. So that would be, under those criteria, we would be asking for variance from these two items.
Okay. All right, sir. You addressed those very well. Okay. I'll stop you, Mr. Rickert. Do you have any questions?
The buffer, again, go over the buffer, why you want them?
The buffer, as it would be in the code, would require a 20-foot
right.
corridor overlay, which includes landscaping requirements in that buffer. We need, since we're not moving the building, we need a certain amount of parking for the site to meet
correct.
Those requirements and meet the parking and the entrance and sidewalks and things that we propose. We would like to reduce that down to 10 feet, still providing the same amount of landscaping in that 10 feet. That way, we can still get the parking, safe drive aisles, and still meet the intent of the code.
Okay, so you couldn't meet the parking requirements if you didn't reduce that
no,
buffer?
No, it would be extremely hard to meet those parking requirements okay. and meet the 20 feet, so we are asking for that reduction.
No other questions, Mr.
Okay. Excuse me. Mr. Berman?
So you're remodeling the building, you're changing the building up, right?
Yes, we're going to be converting it from an office use to a restaurant.
From what it was before, you're going to add on to it, a two-story restaurant?
I'm not sure the height, but we're adding on to the back, the rear portion. The only thing we're asking for in the front is a walkway from the front of the building to the back to make it a safe use.
Safe use?
Yeah.
Okay. But just a two-story, though?
I believe so, yes.
Is there fire regulations between an office building and a restaurant?
It will all be restaurant.
Is there any requirements for how wide it has to be or anything like that? For my information, from a commercial building to a restaurant.
There may be requirements in the building that the fire marshal will look at.
I meant outside.
No, not for a restaurant. It's similar to any other commercial use.
Okay.
So there shouldn't be any, in the terms of the front of the building, there's going to be no difference.
I know you have to have so wide to get a fire truck up in there because
correct.
Of the standpipes and things like that.
And we obviously have a long site planning process and approval process to move forward.
Right. Okay. Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Jones?
No questions.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I do have one question. I recall there was something I saw in there about right-of-way had taken portion of the property as well. Do you know when that was or how much was taken?
I do not. Let me look at the... No, I don't see where it was taken or when it was taken. I don't have that information.
Okay. I just thought I saw it in your
presentation. Yeah, it may be in one of the responses here.
Yeah, I see here in number one it said with the expansion of the highway right-of-way over the years.
Yeah,
I didn't know if that had been something that had
as
been
you can
recent.
See, and I don't even know if it's shown in that picture, there have been substantial sidewalk renovations and things that have gone on over the years.
Right.
There's actually a sidewalk in front of this building now, I believe. So that's probably where that came from.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe the applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for a variance.
Very well.
Very well.
Yes, he did.
Good job. Uniqueness of the property certainly come up to the standards of shallowness of parcels of 160 feet.
Right.
Cannot otherwise be developed without the adjustment of 28 foot is going to have to be demolished. And that doesn't sound profitable to have a part of the building demolished in a 10-foot buffer. Please explain to us the reason why the 10-foot buffer would be in there to accommodate the parking requirements that a current commercial endeavor like a restaurant needs. The building was purchased by the applicant, and it is what it is. And the central character will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's commercial buildings all around there, and it is in a commercial area. And the minimum variance to for relief is has been addressed. So with that, I would like to make a motion that we approve case number 11883.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11883. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Edson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11883 is approved. Okay.